Hello, this is Jason Calcano, Managing Editor for the American Journal of Orthopedics, and today we are joined by Dr. Christopher D. for our monthly audio cast. Dr. D., thank you for joining us. Would you please introduce yourself to the audience?
Thank you for having me, Jason. My name is Christopher D. I'm an orthopedic surgery resident at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York.
Your article, Influence of Preoperative Cardiovascular Risk Factor Clusters on Complications of Total Joint Arthroplasty, was awarded first place in the 2011 Resident Writers Award. Can you briefly explain the premise of the study, the results, and their clinical significance?
Sure. When we conceived the study, which was performed at the University of Miami in 2008 when I was there for medical school and my public health degree, there was a substantial amount of knowledge being distributed about the metabolic syndrome, mainly the clustering of cardiovascular risk factors like diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and dyslipidemia. And because of this increased awareness about the metabolic syndrome, I became interested in looking for a way to apply that to perioperative outcomes after a total joint replacement, which was an area of clinical interest to me at that time. I also was working on my public health degree and was looking to perform a large database project, so this seemed to work perfectly. The investigating team that I worked with in Miami had access to the files and administrative data of a large insurance company. So we were able to access their database for the study. And what we did is that we looked at patients who had a primary total hip or total knee replacement and looked at their administrative claims, diagnoses of diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and dyslipidemia, and followed patients to see if they did have a complication, specifically a postoperative myocardial infarction or a DVT or a pulmonary embolism or revision arthroplasty, and looked at the influence of those cardiovascular risk factors on the incidence of those postoperative complications. What we found was that there was a substantial and statistically significant increase in having either a postoperative heart attack or a blood clot with diabetes and hypertension, but individually. But if you add all four of those risk factors, being hypertension, diabetes, dyslipidemia, and obesity, in a single cluster of four risk factors, the risk of having an MI or a blood clot was 128% increased, and even more so for a blood clot. And so this was a pretty interesting finding, and I think it really shows that there's a substantial amount of an inflammatory response when this metabolic syndrome is present, and it does have implications that can extend into the perioperative period for patients who are often or who are having joint replacements who often have some or if not all of these symptoms. The study was published recently in American Journal of Orthopedics, as you guys know, and it's received pretty good feedback, and we're excited to see where things will go from here.
Do you plan on doing any further research on this subject? Do you have another study plan for the future?
Well, my clinical interest has shifted towards hand and upper extremity surgery. I'm certainly still interested in looking at large data set projects, and I've used the knowledge that I've gained from this experience to apply it to other larger epidemiologic studies that I've completed since starting my residency up here in New York. So I may look at the influence of cardiovascular risk factors on outcomes after upper extremity surgery, but it's a little different than total hips and total knees, obviously.
When you submitted your article, you obviously submitted it for the Resident Writers Award. Why did you decide to submit your article to our journal and apply for the Resident Writers Award?
Well, you know, American Journal of Orthopedics seemed like a great forum to reach a wide readership. This study has some implications for not only subspecialists in arthroplasty, but also for the general orthopedist who routinely performs a hip and knee arthroplasty. So I think it does bring some concepts to mind that we do all need to be cognizant of our patients' comorbidities. So I thought it was a nice forum for the paper. And the Resident Writers Award was an excellent opportunity that I did know about from reading the journal in the past, and I was happy to be considered and eventually awarded for the prize.
Well, Dr. D., thank you very much for your time, and congratulations again on your first place award. And we look forward to seeing your work in the future.
Thank you very much, Jason.